Welcome to episode 1370 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The Old Testament does not shy away from showing the consequences of broken honor. Scripture includes stark warnings about what happens when families fracture, when respect is lost, when contempt replaces reverence. These are not gentle stories. They are cautionary tales meant to show us what we lose when honor breaks down. The pattern is consistent. Dishonor in families does not stay contained. It spreads. It destabilizes not just the immediate family, but ripples outward into the community and society itself. This is precisely what the promise attached to the fifth commandment implies. Long days in the land require honor be maintained across generations. When honor collapses, the stability of the land itself is threatened. The book of 1 Samuel opens with a portrait of catastrophic family dysfunction. Eli is a priest, a leader in Israel. He is responsible for maintaining the temple and serving as a spiritual guide. But his sons, Hophni and Phinehas, are described as scoundrels with no regard for the Lord. They abuse their position as priests, take the best portions of sacrifices for themselves, seduce women who come to the temple, treat the sacred with contempt. But here is what is crucial. Eli knows this is happening, and he does not stop it. He rebukes his sons weakly, but he does not exercise real authority. He does not remove them from their positions. He does not protect the people from their abuse. This is what God says through a prophet.
Why do you honor your sons more than me by fattening yourselves on the finest parts of every offering made by my people Israel? Those who honor me I will honor, but those who despise me will be disdained.
Eli has honored his sons with position, privilege, status, while failing to honor God or to hold them accountable. And the consequence is devastating. The sons die in battle. The ark is captured by the Philistines. The priesthood of Eli's line is destroyed. Israel experiences military defeat and spiritual crisis. But notice, the dysfunction does not end with personal judgment on Eli's sons. It destabilizes the entire nation. Israel loses the ark, loses battles, the people suffer. What makes this story particularly instructive is how it demonstrates the ripple effect of family dysfunction. Eli's failure to maintain authority and accountability in his own household does not stay private. It has public consequences. Families are not isolated units. They are the foundation on which societies rest. When that foundation cracks, the entire structure becomes unstable. Eli's story shows us parental leadership matters. Accountability matters. Holding children responsible matters. Not out of harshness, but because of the ripple effects of unchecked behavior. A parent who fails to maintain boundaries with their children sets in motion consequences that extend far beyond the family. Another story worth exploring is the incident with Noah and his sons in Genesis 9. After the flood, Noah plants a vineyard and drinks wine made from it. He becomes drunk and lies naked in his tent. His son Ham sees his father in this vulnerable state, and rather than covering him with respect, goes out and tells his brothers about it.
When Noah awoke from his wine and found out what his youngest son had done to him, he said, "Cursed be Canaan! The lowest of slaves will he be to his brothers." He also said, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Shem. May Canaan be the slave of Shem."
This story is often misinterpreted, but the core lesson is clear. Ham has dishonored his father. Rather than covering his father's shame, he exposes it. Rather than treating his father with the dignity that age and vulnerability deserve, he treats him with contempt. As a result, Ham's line, Canaan, is cursed. Not because of one moment of disrespect, but because the story illustrates what happens when honor breaks down in a family. The dishonor in one generation shapes the destiny of generations to come. These stories reveal a pattern. When honor breaks down in a family, instability spreads. In Eli's case, personal failure to maintain authority leads to corruption in the priesthood, which leads to loss of trust in spiritual leadership, which leads to national military defeat and spiritual crisis. In Ham's case, disrespect toward a father in a moment of vulnerability leads to a curse on the son's line, which leads to generational consequences extending far into the future. The pattern is clear. Dishonor is not a private matter. It does not stay contained within individual relationships. It destabilizes the family, and family instability destabilizes the community. We live in an age that often dismisses this wisdom. We are told each generation should be free to reject the previous one. That independence means detachment. That progress requires burning bridges with what came before. But these biblical stories suggest something different. They suggest the health of a society depends on whether honor flows across generations. They suggest when respect breaks down, consequences follow. Consider what happens in a society where children are encouraged to have contempt for their elders, where young people are taught the wisdom of previous generations is obsolete, where each generation starts from scratch, dismissing what was learned before. Such a society becomes unstable. It cannot accumulate wisdom because it refuses to receive from those who came before. It cannot learn from mistakes because it breaks continuity with the past. It becomes fragmented, each generation confused, starting over, making the same errors. Contrast this with a society where honor flows across generations, where young people respect their elders, where wisdom is valued, where there is continuity with the past and intentionality about the future. Such a society is stable. It endures. It can weather crises because it has deep roots. What specifically happens when honor breaks down? Loss of wisdom. Elders who are not honored stop speaking. Knowledge is lost. The next generation has to rediscover what was already known. Loss of accountability. Without the structure that honor creates, there is no mechanism for holding people accountable. Abuses go unchecked. Corruption spreads. Loss of identity. When the connection between generations is broken, young people lose their story. They do not know who they are or where they came from. Loss of stability. Without the anchor of generational continuity, society becomes volatile. Each shift in cultural winds destabilizes everything because there is no bedrock. Loss of protection. The systems that protect the vulnerable, systems built on respect for authority and accountability, break down. Abuse flourishes. The weak are exploited. This is what Eli's failure to maintain honor in his family produces. Not just personal judgment, but national instability and spiritual crisis. But scripture also holds out another possibility. Samuel, who grows up in the broken priesthood of Eli, becomes the one who restores stability. Samuel honors God, seeks wisdom, becomes a prophetic voice that calls the nation back to covenant. His generation experiences restoration because he himself chooses honor over contempt. The pattern suggests the way forward, the way to restore stability in fractured families and fractured societies, is through the recovery of honor. This does not mean returning to abusive authority. It does not mean blind obedience, but it does mean respecting the elderly for their accumulated wisdom, holding leaders accountable while treating them with dignity, passing on stories and values intentionally, understanding that we stand on the shoulders of those who came before, recognizing that our choices ripple into the future in ways we cannot fully see. Where have you shown contempt instead of honor? Where have you dishonored your parents, your elders, or those in authority over you? Where have you broken continuity with the past? What instability has resulted? What would it cost to restore honor? The biblical stories about broken honor are not gentle. They show real consequences. They show family dysfunction destabilizes communities. They show dishonor carries a price, not just for the individual, but for the entire social fabric. But they also show us that restoration is possible, that honor can be recovered, that stability can be rebuilt when people choose respect over contempt, continuity over fragmentation. The fifth commandment is not a minor rule. It is a cornerstone of social stability. When honor flows across generations, societies endure. When it breaks down, instability spreads. The question is, which will we choose? Father, help us see the consequences of dishonor. Help us understand that family dysfunction ripples outward, affecting our communities and our societies. Help us recover respect for our elders, our authorities, and those who came before us. Help us break cycles of contempt and rebuild honor in our families and communities. Help us understand that stability requires continuity, and continuity requires honor. Help us become people and communities that value the wisdom of the past while building faithfully for the future. Help us choose honor, even when it is hard, knowing that long days in the land depend on it. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full, today.